Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved. I greet you in that wonderful name which is above every name, the name of Jesus, and I'm so glad you joined me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to embark on several days of looking at some treasures that are found in the epistle to the Ephesians, some beautiful words and understanding that Paul received from the Spirit of God, and very effective ways of showing us how to pray for ourselves, how to pray for others. And we specifically are looking at Ephesians 1, 15 through 17, in which we pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, that there's just been an increased burden upon me in my daily personal time with the Lord to pray with a greater intensity in a new dimension. I'm in a place that I've not been before, to intercede in behalf of the UCM family, in behalf of our nation, in behalf of the leaders in the body of Christ, in behalf of my radio listening audience, some of who may never write. And as you know, I generally close the broadcast with sometimes just very brief invitation for you to write and share your prayer requests. Well, beloved, it's important to understand, while we can pray for one another and ask for God's blessings, it's only when we are very specific in our prayers, and those who have spent much time on the study and the subject of prayer counsel us to be specific. Why is that important? Because if we just say, well, you know, bless brother so-and-so, well, we trust that God is hearing that prayer and that He certainly wants and will answer. But when we have a specific knowledge of a particular thing that is needed in Brother Smith's life, for example, and we pray, and when God answers that prayer, it encourages us, it builds our faith, and it shows that it is God moving in a specific way to answer a specific need that we brought before the throne of grace. And so while I do pray for my radio family, I pray for my UCM partners every day, if there's a specific need, we can rejoice together when we see God answer it. God wants us to be specific in our prayers. And as we look at this counsel from the Word of God, as Paul is sharing with us in this beautiful book of Ephesians, he is praying, if you really look closely at the words, the phrase of that passage in Ephesians 1, 15 through 17, he's not just praying for wisdom. He's praying for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, in the knowledge of Jesus. And years ago, God moved upon me to preach a message on the seven spirits of God. And do you know, those are recorded in reference. Those are, of course, Revelation talks about Jesus standing in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. It talks in Revelation about the seven spirits of God. There's also an Old Testament reference found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. And let me just share these passages because they're so beautiful. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Of course, this is talking about Jesus. And listen to this. And the sevenfold Spirit of God is upon him. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And now, speaking of that glorious time when Jesus returns, beloved, I remember speaking to a loved one. I said, you know, this isn't just spiritual talk. This isn't just theology. I said, Jesus is coming back. Literally, he is coming back to this earth. And I think a lot of Christians walk around in, or at least those, they may be very nominal. They know what the scriptures say, but somehow it doesn't relate to their lives. Jesus is coming back, beloved. And if you are not in a right relationship with him, I counsel, I urge you with all that is in me to make sure that you are right with the Lord. Let nothing come between you and him. And as I go on, just to read another verse or so in this chapter 11 of Isaiah, it talks about the beauty of God's kingdom. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Praise God. Verse 9 says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Praise God. This is what is ahead for God's people and for this literal physical earth. We never have to be concerned that the earth is going to be destroyed completely in nuclear holocaust, because God is not going to let that happen. There's much devastation and ravages upon the earth. There's earthquakes and famines and all kinds of natural disasters, which are the beginning of sorrows. God's trying to get the attention of the peoples of the earth. But in that beautiful millennial reign, there will be perfect peace. The Lord will rule from Jerusalem, and the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as waters cover the sea. So we have a beautiful destiny ahead of us. And beloved, it's my heart's cry, my prayer for not only myself, but for the body of Christ, for you, beloved, the listening radio audience, that you will use this time to become all that you can be in Christ. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young. God has seasons in our lives, and even those that are very advanced in years, as long as you've got breath in your body, beloved, God has a purpose for you. You may not have the resilience of youth. You may be disabled. You may be physically infirm. You may not even be able to get out of the house. You may not even be able to walk. Nonetheless, if you are alive and have breath in your body, God has a purpose and a plan for this season in your life. And so we need to respond to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, whatever it is, I will be faithful, and I will have a right heart. Create in me a clean heart, and renew within me a right spirit, O God. Amen. Is that your heart's cry? Well, I need to get back to the message and not get so far afield, but Paul was praying not just for wisdom, but for the spirit of wisdom. And there's much difference between asking for wisdom in a particular situation and the spirit of wisdom, because that's the difference, if you will, between a cup of water and a river of water. He was praying for the Holy Spirit to set up a flowing of a river of wisdom in the spirit of those who love and know and serve the Lord. And the Word of God talks about various kinds of wisdom. They're like a fountainhead, if you will. Some are of the Lord, they're pure, and others are polluted. And so we have to learn the kind of wisdom that God wants us to acquire, this flowing of the spirit of wisdom from the very throne of God. And in James, the third chapter, verse 17, there is a wisdom that is from above, and that wisdom is birthed in us by the Holy Spirit. James says, the wisdom is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. 1 Corinthians 1:30 tells us that when we accept Jesus into our hearts, when he becomes Savior, when he becomes Lord, it says he is made unto us wisdom. And so since we have Christ in us, we have the potential for the pure release of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom to flow in us just as it did in Jesus. You have to understand, beloved, that Jesus did what he did not as the Son of God. He was the very Son of God, but he lived a human life. He lived as the Son of Man and did the works that he did as a human man that was anointed by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, there was no way that he could tell us the works that he did. We'll do even greater ones. Come on. You know, we're the sons of God, but we are not the only begotten Son of God. So we have to understand that Jesus did what he did. He didn't go out in a public ministry. The miracles that he did were performed as they're recorded in the Bible. That's what God wanted us to know. Not until he was baptized by the Father, he was as an example for us, and then he was driven into the wilderness, and then God commissioned him to begin his earthly ministry. But he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, literally, John saw the Spirit of God descend upon him as a dove. The Father spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And so, beloved, we have that same calling and responsibility in whatever way God would ask of us to move in that spirit of wisdom and revelation that God has given not only to Jesus. We don't have it in the fullness that Jesus did, but through the whole entire body of Christ throughout the earth, the fullness of those seven spirits of God can operate. Oh, beloved, it's an exciting time to be alive. Praise God. Well, I haven't gotten very far in the message, but I do hope your schedule will permit you to tune in tomorrow. We're heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday at this same time. And should you not be able to catch us or want to rehear a broadcast, if you have the internet, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. They are archived there. I bring this broadcast to a close saying, I truly love you in the bonds of Christ. And I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. Let me know you're listening. That encourages my heart. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.